Foreigners might ask Aussies, what's the scariest part of Australia? Is it the crocodiles? Is it the spiders? Nah, none of that. It's Jasper Bumrah at the top of his bloody mark on a spider cage. I'm sitting here. I don't know what the hell has happened. I was pretty happy, 150 all out, looking good, feeling good. Bloody hell. I don't know what to say. I don't know what
Look,
to say.
look, I can't stop laughing to be honest, but I've got something for you. I've got something for you. Let me show you quickly. Let me show you.
You got your blur on. So
Can you
what is
see
that?
that? Ah, oh, did you
Yeah,
see that?
Charbel talk now. Is that what it is?
Yep,
And you've got.
that's it. There you
Oh,
go.
bro,
Yep, absolutely.
you
Absolutely.
come
When
prepared,
India were
man.
batting, I was getting messages from you,
I wasn't getting a
and
response from you.
well, that's just how it goes on the streets.
Oh, man.
It's just, I don't know. I mean, I can't stop laughing. What has happened? It's this whole series is just going to be two pathetic, disgusting batting lineups competing with each other to see who is more pathetic and disgusting. Let's just
Well, we
be.
said that at the start of the series, didn't we? In our preview earlier this week, we said which batting lineup's going to be more clownish. Hey, we put our hands up and said, pick us. Hey, we're the
Well,
ones. But
India
anyway.
are close, let's be honest. India are close.
Oh.
But look, I mean, all credit to the bowlers from both sides. Australia starting the day, just kept bowling that fourth stump line, just kept
Yep.
targeting the stumps as well. Hazelwood again, no matter what I don't know what he eats in the off season, what he does in the off season, but he just never stops. His
Yep.
pitch map is just as big as
Yep.
a small handkerchief.
Yep.
And it's absolutely brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. The it it's three bowlers or four bowlers if you count Nathan Lyon from Australia and literally just one bowler from India going up against an entire batting lineup.
Yeah, I thought Siraj was brilliant too,
Siraj
to
was
be fair.
brilliant.
Rana
Don't
was
get me
good.
wrong, but it was
But
all
bloody hell,
Bumrah
that
today.
Hazelwood spell. Feels
I
like a
mean,
lifetime ago, man.
Bumrah showed up. Like Bumrah really showed up. All the
That the
other
best he's
bowlers.
ever bowled? That's the best
Oh,
he's ever bowled for me.
I mean, don't we say that every time he bowls though?
No, but this was next level, bro. I was shitting my pants. I'm telling you, I was.
Mean, look,
Every time he ran into bat, I thought a wicket was
I
gonna
had a
fall.
I wasn't expecting Smith to go out first ball.
Smith, that's a big worry for me. That same sort of dismissal we've seen the last couple of years, which I'm sure we'll touch on in that, but getting stuck on the crease, missing a ball he'd usually deal with very comfortably over the years. He's been great. Maybe the eye is going. I don't know, but the batting as a whole is just, man, total lack of confidence.
Let's we'll just keep talking or laughing, but let's just start at the top with the Australian bowling and the Indian batting lineup. Yashasvi Jaiswal driving at that ball.
Yes.
He there's a
Yep.
lot of learnings to take from there. You can't be
Indeed.
driving on a KK ball early on in Australia, especially in Perth, to Stark, someone like Stark. There's the factor in we have to factor in the there's a this is the first tour of Australia for a lot of these batters. Jaiswal, you
Yes.
got Padikkal, you got Dhruv Jurel, you got Nitish Kumar Reddy, you got Harshit Rana, two debutants today.
And you know what, as well? It looked like it was the first tour of Australia for our players as well, by the way. Fucking hell.
Absolutely, absolutely. And
Bloody
all
hell.
credit again to Rishabh Pant. How are you must have had your heart in your mouth while Rishabh Pant was
Well,
batting.
to me, the one I was actually most impressed with, I'm sure we'll touch on, is KL Rahul. He impressed me the most, actually,
Absolutely.
today.
Unlucky. Unlucky today.
Very unlucky dismissal, which I'm sure we'll touch on,
Like you
but
said, he's
the
an
way he
enigma.
played,
He's an
he
enigma.
is a big enigma. You know, the way he played, technically so sound, the way he dealt with the moving ball. I thought it was a masterclass of an innings in the first session of how to deal with the moving ball against the high quality bowling attack. And he did it very, very well. So he was the guy I thought. And then Rishabh Pant had me worried a little bit, but there was just too much happening at the other end, too many other wickets falling. I thought Australia were always in control after that, but KL Rahul was
And look,
very, very good.
let's not ignore Nitish Kumar Reddy as well. First
He played
innings in
well.
Australia. He solid defense, good confident stroke play, not shy on taking on someone like Nathan Lyon coming down the
Should have
track.
been out early, but he played
Yep.
well.
Yep.
He
He
played very
did
well.
play really well. And that's what matters on these tours, especially in Australia. There's you got one batter who can go long, and there's you got other batters who can sort of play that cameo 40, 50, 60. And if they can go on, excellent. But you need batters to step up and keep scoring those 40, 50, 60 odd runs. And then one out of those top four has to play a big innings. Has to play a big innings. And it's high time for Virat Kohli to do that. I have no idea what he was doing today. Why he was
Yeah,
batting so
interesting.
out of his crease. Well,
I can
all that
understand why,
could
because he
trigger.
wanted to sort of open up the onside, I felt, because he knew Australia going to target him in the channel.
Yep.
So he opens up and gets across on the off stump. But the thing is, he's committing on the front foot too quickly. And when
Yes.
you do that on a bouncy pitch, you're in trouble.
I mean, the fact is now it's high time because he has sort of ignored the fact that there's a problem with the technique. He keeps we keep banging on about, he's an emotional player. He likes to get into the, face of the opponents, and but there's a serious problem with, as far as I can tell. I mean, I'm not no one to sort of judge Virat Kohli's technique, but from my couch, sitting at home, it looks like his front foot trigger is a big problem. And he gets onto the front foot too eagerly, and that is a downfall, especially on a pitch like Perth.
Agree. And then it's not enough time to adjust, and then you're in trouble. Kohli was gone, and then KL Rahul, I thought, was very, very unlucky. So let's talk about that. I
Look,
know
I
Vivek
don't.
Padikkal had a very difficult time,
Yep.
but everyone else pretty much did. But the KL Rahul one, given not out on the field, a caught behind appeal, Australia review it. I thought, first of all, the DRS replay looked so cropped.
That
I couldn't
was.
tell what the snicker was from. Neither could Richard Illingworth. He asks for a offside view where he can get maybe a better view of where the snicker actually happens. He doesn't get that view and still gives it out. Now, he may have nicked it. We don't know. But I don't know if he's nicked it
That
or not.
was just shady
There's
work
no,
from everyone
but the
involved.
issue is there's no evidence, not enough evidence, nowhere near enough evidence based on what we saw to overturn the decision.
And look, the way the broadcast works is it takes time for the replays to line up.
Yes.
And the third umpire, Richard Illingworth, wasn't ready to wait maybe 8 seconds more for a better angle. He felt really rushed making that decision as well. And
Maybe he was keen for lunch.
when it comes to Fox Sports, they try to implement all these 80 new cameras and these angles and this and that, and you can't provide a simple offside angle for an edge. I call that bullshit. That's not good enough. If you're pouring so much money in broadcast, that's just not good enough. And it affects careers, it affects the players in the end, because you can implement any sort of technology, and there's this thing going on Indian social media that, oh, look, the Australian broadcast looks so fresh and looks clean, but that's of no use. That's of no use to anyone if they can't provide proper angles for decisions to be made. So
Reckon they're probably in the process of doing it, but he just didn't want to wait. Or and if you can't get that angle, you can't give it out.
I mean,
That's my view.
look, even going at the start, the snicker, the angle from the back, why was half of it cut off?
That's what I was saying. The
I mean,
crop.
why was
I
it
can't
cropped
tell
so
from
much?
this. Because his bat also hit his pad. So you want to see
Exactly. So
when
look,
the bat hits the pad and when the spike happens. And we couldn't tell.
it looked like there's a gap. It looked like there's a gap, but based on the evidence, I don't think it was out. There wasn't enough evidence to overturn the decision, like you said.
No,
And
definitely not. But for me,
but it's
for me,
only the
his
start of the
innings was the
series,
innings.
Chabel. Let's be honest, it's only the start of the series. There's a
And
lot.
that's the bad part. This is this with what I've gone through today. It's only the bloody
Oh,
start.
and also when KL Rahul took the catch of Mitch Marsh, there were so many angles. I mean, it looked like they might go into the ground for an angle. I mean,
Oh yeah. Trying to
but
find a way to take it off.
Oh,
Great catch as well, though.
it
Great
was a great
catch.
catch. Great catch.
But from there, I thought India to lose. Mitch Marsh chipped in with 2 wickets. I thought India wouldn't have been happy with that because Mitch Marsh wasn't expected to play a big role with the ball, and he gets 2 wickets. When you work so hard against the other bowlers, and then Mitch Marsh chips in with two, and we're just in that moment, we're always in control. Even though there was some good batting from Nitish Kumar and Rishabh Pant, it just felt always Australia were in front of the game at that point.
Yeah,
But then
absolutely.
what's
And
happened from there?
look, I mean,
Bumrah was just on a madness.
coming to Australia's batting, I mean, all credit to Bumrah, the way he started, the way Siraj complimented Bumrah from the other end, it was absolutely brilliant to see. I mean, Siraj, economy was 1.88. That's absolutely brilliant. And you need someone, and imagine Shami coming into as the third bowler or even as a second
Bloody
bowler. I
tweeted
mean,
that. I tweeted that. I said, bloody
this would have
imagine if
been,
Shami was here. We wouldn't get 36. I
yeah,
said, we wouldn't
this
get
would have been all over
36.
today.
But with Siraj, he conceded 12 off his first 3 overs, and I thought he didn't start very effectively. But then he bowled 4 maidens in a row and took wickets as well. And that was what I was saying as well. He wasn't taking wickets at home against New Zealand and Bangladesh, and people were concerned. But I thought he was still bowling well enough that when he gets more helpful conditions like he's going to get here in Australia, he's going to be very
And
effective.
look, I pointed this out on the on chats with my friends, that this is the energy that we need from a captain. And yes, this is a direct dig towards Rohit Sharma as well, because the your
Bring
players,
him back.
sorry, what's
Bring him
that?
back, please.
Oh, I mean, you need your other 10 players to feed off of captain's energy. And
Course, yeah. That...
Bumrah gives that energy as a fast bowler from the first ball. Taking
Yeah.
the new ball as the captain, imagine your captain running in, steaming to Australian bowlers, to Australian batters, Steve Smith, Labuschagne, Khawaja, all these batters. And
Yep.
your captain is steaming in with the new hard red Kookaburra ball in his hand. And he's just swinging the ball, making the ball talk. All the other players feed off of that energy. That's what a team needs. Rohit Sharma always seems like this captain who's, who he portrays like I'm doing this as a favor to all of you. That kind of a that it
Interesting.
that that's just what it feels when you look at him or setting the fields or and the way he
I feel
sets the
right.
field.
It's probably one. If I had a criticism of him, he's one let the game drift a bit. He's
Oh,
probably one
definitely.
that played that lets the game
But
drift. I thought
That's when the
Bumrah
captain
today
comes
was
into
just
play,
like
isn't it?
he said, we got 150 on the board. It's not a lot, but we're gonna absolutely rip into these guys because we know Australia have got problems with the bat. It's no secret. Australia last summer, we were struggling against West Indies and Pakistan and India. With all due respect to those teams, West Indies and Pakistan, India are a whole nother level. So he's recognized that opportunity and he's led the way with the ball and then with his intensity in the field. And the other players have joined in on that.
Absolutely. I mean,
And they've
what a day of
absolutely ripped
cricket.
into us.
What a day of
Ripped
cricket.
into us, man. I don't know what to say about our batting. I really don't. Look, the new ball, Bumrah. Dealing with him in that mood against the new ball is very, very difficult. But really, we looked all out sea later as the innings went on, just worse and worse with our footwork. Couldn't get bat on ball. Couldn't do anything. Just
I
could
mean,
not do.
even Pat Cummins' dismissal, I wasn't
Oh,
expecting that. I mean, he
and
played
that's
all over it, and he's a better
late in the
batter than that.
day. And it's late in the day, and we need him to stick in there, hang in there. Man, where do I start? I don't honestly, where do I start?
I mean, let's be honest. It's a long series. It's only the first day of the possible 25 days of cricket in the series.
It's
Although
not
it
going to be
doesn't,
25 days, that's for sure.
oh yeah, although it doesn't look
This one
like
could be
that,
two.
but.
This one could be two. But look. I don't know. We just don't look very confident. Steve Smith looks a shadow of himself. When you see people talking about is the end near for Smudge? I look at that today. I'm worried because he's getting out to that ball a lot.
Yes, and teams
Yeah.
and India will target that all series. They will
All
keep
series.
targeting that, and
Absolutely. Bumrah got it bang on to him straight away. Tested McSweeney up top. Who I thought was doing his best early to manage things. Hamanis couldn't get going. He got 52 balls for
I
two.
mean, he did give a statement at the start that he's going to
He was going to
do,
do the Pajara.
yes. So he tried. He
He
tried.
tried. But he was dropped on noughts as well.
Yes. Oh, don't get me started on that. I mean,
Yeah, that was interesting from
can't
Coley.
score runs, can't catch and slips. I mean, what's happening?
Yep. But his other teammates are doing the job at the moment with especially the bowlers.
Yes.
Yeah, just guys, I know it's difficult. You're up against very good fast bowling on a fast pitch or a bouncy pitch, but we're getting stuck on the crease a lot. And I think that'll be the talk from the coaches and the team management. We need to be more proactive in our footwork. Our footwork is all over the place. We're getting stuck on the crease a lot. Marnus, Smith, I thought Travis Head. It was a nice delivery from Harshit Rana to Travis Head, but Travis Head's playing inside the line of that. He's playing inside the line and getting bowled by one that didn't do a whole lot off the pitch, but
Yep.
just stuck on the crease. A bit nervous. From here, bloody hell, what is it? 7 for 67. Yeah, it's
What
this
are you
partnership. Stark
so
and Carey.
before
Get us
we
over the lofty heights of 100 and see where we go from there.
before we call stumps on today's review, what are you expecting tomorrow?
Oh man. How can anyone expect or predict anything in this, given of what we've seen the first day? But I'm hoping that Carey and Stark can get us close enough to India's 150, that the lower order can wag a bit and get us to that 150, and then you make it a bit of a second inning shootout. Because hopefully by day three, if the game gets there, that conditions for batting will be pretty good. The pitch will settle. There'll be sun tomorrow, sun on Sunday. And then if you're chasing a target, hopefully it's not a very, very big one, and that we can stay on par with India in the first innings, and then our bowlers can come in and do some work on the Indian batting lineup again. But that's a long way away.
Yeah, look, I
That's
think
just ridiculous.
if India can get Australia out under 100 here,
They should.
they should even in the next 8 runs or 20 runs or something like that, 10 or 20 runs,
Very possible.
I think it's perfectly set up for Indian batters, and then it's up to the Indian batters. It's high time they have to step up. They have to step
Yes.
up here. Any target beyond 250, and it's, I think it's India's game.
Or any target above 150 is probably India's game the way we're
Yeah,
batting. So, mate, it's just,
that's a
but
good
I
shot,
like what
but
you're saying. It'll
yeah.
be a chance for the Indian players to grab hold of the game by the scruff of the neck with Australia on the mat and dominate with the
Don't
bat and then put the game out of reach.
loosen the grip on the news, and don't just let it
Yes.
go. Make sure you let Australia sort of just put them more into the ground with your batting, and just sort of that killer
And I'll tell you
blow.
what, we didn't do that the last time India were here. Remember, we got 36. We won that test match. Then the next test, we bonded out for 190 and let India right back in the series. So this is where India have got to really put the foot down. And I know Bumrah, the way he was today, I don't think he'll allow for any complacency out there on the field. And I think the pitch will be quicker tomorrow, perhaps, but maybe might not move around as much when the ball gets a bit older. You probably just got to find a way to get through that new ball period, which will be tough. But if KL Rahul can do what he does and Kohli can get some runs, then it'll be curtains for Australia. Curtains.
Absolutely, and I can't wait to see what's happening in tomorrow. And look, get Australia's 3 wickets out really quickly before drinks, hopefully in the first hour, and bat long, bat till the end of the day. Get a high target, set a high target, and hopefully bowlers do it again.
Posted a tweet about my stress levels over the past 5 years. Like 2018, 19, it's up the Border Gavaskar Trophy. Then 2019, okay, it's the Ashes. Yeah, all right, we retained it. Not too stressed. 2020, COVID hit. Yeah, it's a bit stressful. But then the Border Gavaskar Trophy comes and the stress levels go up again. This Border Gavaskar Trophy is not good for the health of the Australian cricket fan, let me tell you. Bloody hell.
I mean
Bloody hell,
that's
man.
what we expect, though. That's what we want. That's
Not what I want. It might be what you want, but this is
and
what
there's
I
a there's
want.
a lot of there's a lot of sorry, I'll end on this. There's a lot of England fans who are feeling left out at the moment. Oh, this is too boring. This is not like the Ashes. I'm like, come on. Just stay there. Just stay in your Just stay in here. Enjoy the cold. Enjoy the snow. Let us enjoy the
Yeah,
beautiful
England
summer
fans,
here.
try win a test match first in Australia
Oh.
first, England fans. But anyway, they probably that at this rate, look at England coming next year. They surely will win
Yeah.
multiple tests the way we're batting. But as I said before,
Let's
the
not talk about
series,
England though.
yes, I know. And as I said before, the series is that it's going to be a lot of pressure on guys, particularly our batters, and it's not been a good start. So the spotlight is going to be very much on them. Hopefully, Alex Carey, Mitch Stark, Nathan Lyon, and Josh Hazlewood can get us close enough to India's score that makes it a nervy third innings for
I
India.
mean, that's also something Australians have never said before, so regarding the batting.
Bloody hell, man. Yeah, it's not good. It's not good at all.
All right. Thank you, Shabel. Thank you to all the
Thanks, mate.
listeners. Thank you to all the viewers on YouTube as well. We'll be doing this every day of the Border Gavaskar Trophy. I don't think any of the test match will go all the 5 days except maybe Sydney. But yeah,
Sydney because of
we'll
rain.
be here. We'll be doing this. We'll be talking cricket. We'll be talking India versus Australia, and we'll be talking just with Bumrah as well. See you tomorrow. Enjoy the night. Enjoy the day. Enjoy cricket. See ya.
Thanks.